This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Massive earthquakes strike off the coast of Indonesia.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. There are tsunami watches and warnings around the Indian Ocean this morning after a magnitude 8.6 quake struck off the coast of Indonesia about 3 hours ago. Now, since that initial quake, there have been aftershocks measuring as high as 8.2. For the latest, let's bring in reporter Nidhi Dutt in Jakarta, Indonesia. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, bring us up to date on what's going on there. I know there have been a couple of big aftershocks since the initial quake. Are you feeling those in Jakarta?
We're not feeling them in Jakarta, but as you say, this is the cause for concern at the moment. We've just as well seen in the last few minutes some other pretty heavy aftershocks at the moment in the region where the first earthquake struck. So immediately it's the aftershocks and really watching out in the epicenters, if anything, if the damage is there and what's happened.
Now, I know that the big concern now is for a tsunami, possibly, across the Indian Ocean, not just in Indonesia. Are the countries around the region more prepared now, given the huge tsunami that struck in 2004?
Absolutely. Given the enormity of what we saw in 2004, one could easily say there were many lessons learned on part of the governments and regional responses. You're seeing countries as far away as India issuing very quickly tsunami alerts and also evacuation measures. However, one can say that that doesn't take away from the initial fears on part of the people in these areas.
What about economic impacts? What are people paying attention to there now when it comes to possible economic effects?
Absolutely. In the early days, you're looking at things like, for instance, ports closing. That certainly has an economic impact. You're looking at places in Thailand, we're hearing, where airports are actually looking at what to do with flights. And hopefully, many of the people in these areas will be hoping that this isn't something that continues for much longer.
Reporter Nidhi Dutt joining us from Jakarta, Indonesia. Thanks very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And let's check the markets. Stocks are mixed in overseas trading this morning, down more than 1% in Hong Kong, but up across Europe, about 1.5% higher in Frankfurt. On Wall Street yesterday, stocks fell for a fifth straight trading day. The Dow lost 213 points to close at 12,715. Postal workers are demonstrating this week against a Senate bill that they say would destroy the Postal Service. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
The Senate bill would allow Postal Service executives to phase out Saturday service in 2 years and would let them eliminate doorstep delivery.
We are very concerned that Postal Service is dismantling itself.
Jim Sauber is chief of staff of the National Association of Letter Carriers. The union's biggest beef with the Senate bill, it continues to require the Postal Service to set aside money now for future retirees' health care expenses. Sauber says that should stop, and Saturday deliveries should continue because they're profitable. Rick Geddes is an economist at Cornell who studies the Postal Service. He says postal workers will have to accept major reforms, like cutting mail delivery down to 5 days a week or reducing the workforce through attrition.
In order to preserve the Postal Service, it has to change.
Geddes says without major change, the Postal Service will struggle to survive. He says mail volume is down more than 21% just since 2006. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, insuring more than 80 million customers worldwide and providing retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. AllianzUSA.com. Marketplace's coverage of wealth and poverty issues is supported by the Ford Foundation, working with visionaries on the front lines of social change worldwide. More at FordFoundation.org.
Have you ever heard of lean, finely textured beef? What about pink slime? Well, they're the same thing, but the fact that more people have heard of the latter is what concerns Terry Branstad, the Republican governor of Iowa. The controversy over the widely used ammonia-treated beef has already sent one producer into bankruptcy. Governor Branstad joins us now from Des Moines. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I can't see you in person, but I hear you're wearing a Dude It's Beef t-shirt.
That's right. Given to me by Lieutenant Governor Sheehy from Nebraska when we had the big meeting out there with the BPI and went through and showed that it's a very good, clean, USDA-approved process that provides this lean, finely textured beef. This is a very positive campaign to get the truth out and to counter the vicious smear campaign that's been conducted.
Well, who's running this vicious smear campaign?
Well, you know, you got a celebrity chef. You've got some folks that have traditionally been against the consumption of meat. We've asked the Agriculture Committee in Congress to look into it and see if they can find out more. But there's been, a lot of this has been done kind of a shadowy thing using the social network to get that out. That's why we're going to the agriculture students who are the people, it's their future, and we want to make sure that they can counter it. And these young people, they know how to use the social media and to counter the vicious rumors and smear tactics with the truth and scientific evidence.
Governor, why shouldn't consumers be grossed out by this stuff?
Because it's not true. It's a smear campaign. It's all beef.
Do you think that big companies like McDonald's and Taco Bell have bought into the smears then?
I think they have responded to uninformed consumers that have been misled.
Now, some people are going to hear you say this and say, wait a minute, Governor Branstad is just sticking up for an industry that's important to his state and that donated $180,000 to his campaign over the last 2 years. How do you respond to that?
Well, that's what happens when you confront people with the facts. They tend to attack the people that are delivering the message. I, as governor, certainly am going to fight for jobs in my state, and I believe in agriculture, and I believe in the beef industry. We are fighting back with the truth and with scientific evidence, and the only thing they'll do is personally attack and use smear tactics. That tells you a lot about the character of the people conducting the smear campaign, doesn't it?
Governor Terry Branstad of Iowa, thanks so much for talking with us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And finally to La Crescenta here in Southern California, where one man was reminded just how dangerous texting while walking can be. A TV helicopter was filming a 500-pound black bear that was roaming through a residential neighborhood yesterday when along came the unsuspecting walk and texter. Luckily, he saw the bear just in time and promptly ran in the other direction. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Foxconn hires a lot of people in China to make iPads and iPhones, and nobody knows the place better than those who spend 10 or 12 hours a day inside.
Whenever she starts complaining about work at Foxconn, her boyfriend steps behind me and whispers to her, warning her not to complain to a foreign journalist. She ignores him.
I'm Kai Rizdal, a rare glimpse inside the Apple assembly line in China. That's next time on Marketplace from APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.